Dr. Rodney Gutman is a UWF biology professor who is now leading clinical trials at the university focused on agitation in Alzheimer's disease. The proposal to define Alzheimer's biologically comes from the National Institute on Aging and Alzheimer's Association and is part of an effort to update guidelines approved in 2011. And Dr. Gutman says it represents an important shift in how Alzheimer's disease is going to be viewed, particularly from a research perspective.
The clinical definition is going to remain unchanged in what people are going to experience in a clinical setting. But on the research side, there is, at this 2018 update, they really want to focus on biomarkers, trying to improve the research direction to target plaques and tangles, which are the original definition of Alzheimer's disease back in the early 1900s. So this is a reflection of kind of the reality on the ground, is that Alzheimer's disease is a disease of plaques and tangles in the brain, and that change, those pathological changes, result in the cognitive decline that's observed in a clinical setting. And it's been that cognitive decline piece that has been driving things for the last 20 years or so. And this is kind of changing that up a little bit.
For researchers, it means a shift from focusing first on memory loss and other symptoms, and instead beginning with biological changes in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease.
Because they are happening 30, 40 years before the clinical symptoms occur. And the most recent clinical trials that have focused on the plaque-busting drugs, if you will, they don't seem to be having an effect on cognition. So I think that is part of what's driving this notion that we need to go back and look at the foundational element of Alzheimer's disease, plaque and tangle formation. What is driving that? How can we detect that? And how can we change that path with the goal of treating that cognitive decline that happens later?
Do you think we need to take a moment to talk more about what plaques and tangles are?
Sure. So plaques and tangles are abnormal protein deposits that occur in the brain of people with Alzheimer's disease. Now, we all have some plaques and tangles. So everybody, as we get older, forms some. And that creates a little bit of a challenge in defining Alzheimer's disease based purely on pathology. However, in recent years, the technology has evolved to such that we have very good tools for imaging plaques in living people. And that has also been a factor, I think, in driving this change, that now we no longer have to wait until someone dies for a definitive diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, because that has been the definition. And many people have heard, and I hear it at presentations I give, oh, I thought you could only diagnose Alzheimer's disease upon death. And that has been the case traditionally, that Alzheimer's disease is defined by plaques and tangles. Now we can image those things in real time in living people. So that is a huge motivator now to refocus ourselves research-wise to study the plaque and tangle formation in living people to try to get us an earlier diagnosis.
Dr. Gutman, how does this newly proposed approach fit in with your Alzheimer's research?
Well, biomarkers have been what I've been studying for a number of years here at the University of West Florida. And, of course, this fits right in my wheelhouse in terms of thought process about how I view Alzheimer's disease. Biomarkers are going to be key. Right now, we have no what's called disease-modifying therapy. Everything that we have on the market treats symptoms, so looking for changes in cognition, changes in behavior. The underlying piece is the plaque and tangle formation are believed to be driving disease. Well, because those happen 20, 30 years earlier, we need to be able to assess them. And the way to do that is either through cerebral spinal fluid, blood, or imaging. And so the work in my lab focused primarily looking at cerebral spinal fluid and blood markers that can be used for an earlier diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease.
You're trying to do the tests when there are no symptoms.
Exactly. So it is well known in the literature that people who have Alzheimer's disease have changes in their brain occurring in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, so 20 to 40 years before clinical symptoms occur. So it makes logical sense that we want to be able to detect that as early as possible, and there's no way to do that in a clinical setting, that there is no memory test right now that can be given for Alzheimer's disease that's going to occur until it's much, much later in the process, because the cognitive change doesn't occur until you're after 60 or 65, as the case may be. So biomarkers are the future.
Dr. Gutman says the primary goal of this push toward a biological definition of Alzheimer's is to come up with reliable ways to screen for the disease, similar to the testing that's now available for diabetes and other diseases.
So what I see the future will be with these biomarkers is that the same phenomenon is going to take place, that as clinical trials are designed to make use of these biomarkers, we're going to come up with cutoff schemes where if your plaque and tangle count falls in this range or this ratio or whatever it might be, that's normal. Go on, have a nice day. We'll see you in a year or two for another scan. If, however, you fall into this middle range that looks questionable, well, perhaps you might need to make some changes. It could be diet or exercise or activity or social engagement, those things we know today improve your chances with Alzheimer's disease. But it may also mean maybe you should participate in a clinical trial. And that way we could do some assessment and see if we can prevent the progression. And then you could imagine another cutoff score where if you're above a certain range or ratio or whatever is determined, you have Alzheimer's disease, we definitely want to make some changes for you, put you into a clinical trial, and see if we can't alter the course of this disease.
UWF biology professor Dr. Rodney Gutman, optimistic about this new vision for the use of biomarkers in developing strategies for the prevention, treatment, and eventual cure of Alzheimer's disease. More details are available in the April 2018 issue of Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.